Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson, and good afternoon. On the trust fund, it's a long story and a sad story. The trust fund was empty. It didn't have funds as early as during the Durban Review Conference in 2009. Approximately around, I cannot tell you exactly, but approximately around the same year, maybe it was in 2010, the then Secretary General was asked to revisit the functioning of all trust funds and similar financial structures existing in the United Nations system with a view to streamline what is necessary to keep, what not. And the Office of the High Commissioner prepared a report on the status of the trust fund and the absence of the funds. The fund was closed down, according to information what our finances colleagues provided us with. We keep telling the finances that every year the General Assembly and other human rights bodies and organs regularly reiterate the need to revitalize the fund. But the answer from the finances, including the New York finances, is always that the fund didn't have any funds, any money on its account. That's why it was abolished. And alternatively, there was a proposal, and it was included in one of the reports of the Secretary General, to contribute to the general fund of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, earmarking contributions which would be directed towards the fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Of course, it is in the hands of this body to adopt this recommendation, requesting High Commissioner to revisit it once again. And we will duly report to finances this request if it is adopted by the working group. In general, if you permit, I see in front of me this request of the High Commissioner based on a proposal of China. Request to consider, it's a formula which will not work. Either the body requests or it doesn't. Because a request normally should be followed by, again, funds after adoption by the report of this working group by the Human Rights Council. And then this paragraph should be reflected also in the in one of the resolutions, either by the Human Rights Council or the General Assembly, to receive appropriate funding to draft this report, because it's an additional mandate. And normally, we request a general temporary assistance for 3 months to prepare a report. That's how it works. So the paragraph, how it sounds now, does not imply much, I would say, with this word consider. There is a contradiction. Thank you.